So we've seen the images of this on social media. The Seine River out there in Paddy. That's where the triathletes did their thing. There was some concern if they'd be able to do it because the E. coli, the water levels were not up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not initially. Eventually, it was good enough. Apparently.
Was it?
Apparently, they say it was good enough for them to swim in. Now, we talked about this. It wasn't good enough for me to swim in.
Yeah.
I would have took my ass back home or back to the Olympic Village with my bad performance enhancing drugs or something like that, trying to figure out what I'm going to do in that village over swimming in that water.
Yeah.
But the French and Olympic officials are saying that the Seine River is perfectly fine to swim in. Here we do cap or no cap.
Yeah.
Is it a lie or is it not?
Okay. You saw it, right? Now, I'm not saying, look, Galveston is not the cleanest water in the world. Buffalo Bayou is not the cleanest water in the world. I'd swim in Galveston, splash around on the beach and all that. I don't know if I'd swim in Buffalo Bayou. That's for darn sure.
Hell no.
I don't know if I'd swim in Buffalo Bayou.
Man, I've been, well, it's not Buffalo Bayou, it's Braves that I'm thinking about, yeah. But either none of the bayous.
None of the bayous.
None of the bayous, man. When Barrel happened,
yeah,
over out there in Meyerland,
yeah,
right by the bayou,
yeah,
right. And there is apparently like waste over in that area too, where I'm talking about. This is like, think Braeswood, Bissonnette, between Bissonnette and Braeswood, all right? Yeah. Man, I could smell the damn sewage. Like they were letting the sewer out.
Yeah.
So when you go outside, man, you just smell all of our business.
Well, that's what happened in the sand because of all the, you saw the opening ceremonies with all the rain, and then there was a rain the next day.
Yeah, man.
Apparently the sewers somehow contaminated it more. They did have the event. And I will say this, you reminded me, 2017 after Harvey, when I went out in a boat and was helping rescue some people up in the Kingwood and Humble area, bringing them out of the deep water. That's not self-serving. I'm just saying, I got sick. I never said that afterwards, but not like vomiting or anything, but my stomach was upset for a good full day after. And I was wearing waders and wading boots. I was in my boat mostly. I got out occasionally. To try to see if there was anybody in the house or whatever that somebody had told me about, whatever. And my stomach was turned upside down for like an entire day and day and a half. And that was in 2017 after Harvey, just in neighborhoods. Can you imagine the sand when sand, you know, sewage is going in there and then you're throwing Olympic caliber athletes? So here's the cap or no cap. The Seine River is perfectly fine to swim in.
Cap.
Yes, cap.
100%
cap. 100%
cap.
Even if it ain't cap, it's cap. Like what I'm saying is,
yeah,
if it's actually safe to swim in,
mm-hmm,
I'm not taking nobody's word for that. I'm not believing it. Like it could be the truth of the matter, and I'm just gonna not believe it.
Yeah.
No, it is not safe.
I ain't swimming in it.
I ain't swimming. Cap.
All right.
100% cap. You saw that water, right? Yeah, you say you've been watching the Olympics.
Yeah, no. And honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if somebody gets sick.
Like, yeah, you know, there were some images of some triathletes vomiting after the triathlon, which is kind of deceptive because it's a triathlon you just finished.
Right.
A lot of people are going to vomit. I just watched it and I was like, that's a lot of vomit. That's a lot of people vomiting.
I know we're not lawyers or anything, but I wonder if, like, do you have a case if something happens to you? Like, who do you sue? Who do you, like, I would.
Don't go to Push and Win.
They ain't here no more. They cap for real.
They cap for real.
Hey, talking about cap or no cap, that's false advertising.
Yeah.
Push and Win is no longer.
All right, cap or no cap. Dana Brown earlier this week said the Astros, quote, did what they needed to do at the trade deadline.
That's cap.
Did what they need. Now, don't ask Adam Spillane. 100%.
Well, that was a different question.
It was better. Yeah, you said they better.
That was a different question. That was, were they better?
Yeah.
And I don't know about no 100%. I am going to go no cap on this, though.
Oh, really?
I feel like they did what they needed to do, but it still wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, what they needed to do was add a starter to the back end of their rotation. They added a starter to the back end of their rotation. Do I feel good about how they arrived to this place?
Mm-hmm.
What they gave up to get to that place? No. Do I feel good about the circumstances that led them there? No. So I reject and resent that this is what they had to do, or the fact that this is what they had to do. But it was what they had to do. They did it. It's ugly. Don't feel great about it. Not excited about it, but it did need doing.
Here's why I'm going to call it cap. Because the cap or no cap is what they said. Do you think they're lying? Well, hell, there's no way that he thought this was going to be all they wanted. Like, in his heart, in his mind, he actually talked about it. We need another bat. You know, we could use. They were reported.
I mean, let's be real. There's no way. Yeah. It took them three prospects to get Kikuchi.
Yeah. So what he's saying is they did what they needed to do. No. He said before they were looking for a bat, maybe this, maybe that. So I'm thinking like that statement is the cap, is the lie.
Yeah. So the cap would be whatever they said before that, because we knew damn well you ain't going to be able to get no starter, reliever, and a bat when you don't have no money. Money being prospects.
Here's another Dana Brown related cap or no cap. He said he believes Rafael Montero will accept the assignment to AAA.
Nah, that's cap, right?
That's cap.
That's got to be cap.
There's no way. If I'm Rafael Montero, if they DFA me, I'm going to want to go back to AAA. No, dude, I got my money. Let me go find another team.
I'll find another team. I'll clear waivers, find another team, or just chill.
Because it's like, it's one thing. This is different, too, from sending Jose Abreu to Florida, you know, to West Palm Beach and the complex.
Oh, no, he's out already.
You know what I mean? This ain't that. This is us saying, by DFAing you, we're also saying, somebody picks you up, we're cool.
Well, but they got to pay his salary, so he would have to clear waivers.
Well, they would have to pay. Yeah, still, they're saying that we're good without you.
Mm-hmm.
We're good without you, but we want you to come back. Nah, check clears. Money's in the bank.
Yeah.
We going on an early vacation. It's still summer.
Yep.
School's starting the week. We going on vacation.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know what y'all talking about. AAA. What?
Ride a bus?
You crazy?
You want me to ride a bus?
No, man. I got $11.5 million just this year.
Yeah.
That is something from y'all.
Yeah.
To do basically nothing.
Yeah.
It was like they gave Montero back pay. They were like, hey, we liked your 22. You heard him today, what Dana Brown said.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he regains his form from 2022.
Yeah.
You mean before the deal?
That didn't help us last year.
You mean before the money was paid?
Did not help us last year.
Come on, man. Why would we give Rafael Montero back pay?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
All right, cap or no cap? You saw the Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson thing on the sideline, right?
Yeah, I did.
Pretty heated. Like they were raising their voices, arguing about something. Some people might say he probably should have gone to a couple practices when he was in Egypt. Yeah. But that's just some people might say that.
It might say the chemistry's off.
Aaron Rodgers said this, cap or no cap. He said, quote, they were just passionately talking about the details of a situation that might not have to do with either of us.
Oh, see, I was going to say no cap at first, but then that might not have to do with either of us.
With either of us. So they're arguing about something else.
Why even say that?
That's what he wants you to believe. Well, he said it might.
Well, so first of all, you
just passionately talking about the details of a situation that might not have to do with any of us.
You let this with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, well, that's cap.
You didn't have to say it.
That's cap.
That's cap.
Cap for sure.
Cap it is.
He is the king of cap.
I mean, why would I believe a word that Aaron Rodgers has to
that's
say?
Right.
Cap.
You also saw yesterday Jeffrey Simmons go a little nuts on a radio host. We played it here yesterday. They arranged a meeting between the radio host and Jeffrey Simmons. They chatted a little bit. Apparently, you know, all turned out okay. But Jeffrey Simmons said, quote, that won't ever happen again.
Ooh.
Keep in mind, he had the gist of it, the impetus to the whole thing was that the radio guy said he needs to take more control because he was in back-to-back fights on back-to-back plays on the field.
Yeah.
So he's not exactly well-tempered all the time.
Yeah.
He said it would never happen again.
Ooh.
I'm going to start this one. Believe it or not, as much as I just laid out the case why it wouldn't be the case, I kind of think it's no cap. I kind of think he's going to, it was a wake-up call.
I'm right there with you.
No yeah?
Cap. I'll go no cap on his intentions. I think it was a wake-up call.
Sometimes your best intentions.
But it is possible that my man can't help himself.
Exactly.
So, like, I'll go no cap just because I don't think he's just straight up lying, like just saying this just to say
he believes it.
He believes it, and I think like you say, a wake-up call. It's probably a little bit embarrassing, you know, to kind of have this moment. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't feel good about it and probably doesn't want it to happen again. But it seemed like my guy's fuse is kind of short.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I don't know.
One more for you here. They caught up with Jerry Jones yesterday at Cowboys training camp. I mean, he was one of the few people there, so it was easy to find him.
Yeah, very easy.
But he said, quote, and I had the audio, but it was really bad quality, so I'll just tell you what he said. Dak Prescott is the best leader I've ever seen.
That's got to be cap.
Come on.
It's got to be.
Is he talking about strictly football or like just every season I've ever seen?
Interpret how you will.
If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm like, not to be tooting my own horn, but I'm Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
So like, no, you ain't.
Yeah.
I'm the best leader I ever seen.
Well, yeah.
To be honest with
mirror,
you.
But
also,
yeah,
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman did all right. Hell, Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
I mean, he fell short all the time, but.
I do think that Dak's a better leader than Tony Romo. I don't think he's a better player per se.
I think leadership was one of Tony Romo's best qualities.
Really,
like, he was respected for that.
Maybe I can't get over how goofy he sounds on broadcast.
No, he's goofy and he
but that, I don't hear nothing about a leader nowhere.
No, I think a lot of players respected him, which means he's probably a good leader. But again, we can argue that. Regardless,
Dak
cap.
Yeah, I'd say cap.
Cap for sure.
Yeah,
cap. I would think. Hell, Mike. Does he know Michael Irvin?
That too. It doesn't have to be a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. Hey, you gonna talk about who would I follow anywhere before anything?
Yeah.
Dak or Michael Irvin, even if it's the wrong place.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin seemed like a better leader for my money. Going with it. That is cap or no cap here on In the Loop.